as we go into this holiday weekend, we know that our next guest, Brenda Wright, with the Juneau Audubon Society, will be out looking for those birds, regardless of what's going on. But Brenda, where have you been lately checking out the birds?
Well, I've been to two really fun places, Eagle Beach and Fish Creek on North Douglas. And I like going to Fish Creek on North Douglas because although most of the birds aren't singing, they're all very, very busy feeding their families. And so you get to see lots of busy parents.
So we have got three birds this week that you selected, the spotted sandpiper, the golden-crowned kinglet, and the sharp-skinned hawk. So I guess, should we start with the spotted sandpiper? Want to tell us a little bit about that bird?
Sure. This is one of the few sandpipers that will stay with us all summer. It really likes freshwater streams. You can often see it quite easily near the glacier. And at Peterson Creek and lots of other places, they really do like a small, clear water, freshwater stream.
Interesting. And so we have some sound to play so you can hear what this bird sounds like. I like that sort of rapid fire ending to that bird call.
Yep. If they want your attention, they're sure going to get it. This little guy is only a little bit bigger than a robin, just about the same height, actually. And it's spotted, that hence the name, right? Spotted sandpiper.
Right. You know, you see these birds, but you don't often know what they sound like. And I suppose it's good to know that because you might know that they're in the area when you hear them. Now, this one
yes.
that you selected, the sharp-skinned hawk, that's an interesting name. Where does that come from?
Well, I might have not typed it quite correctly because it's sharp-shinned.
Oh,
like,
shinned.
Like your shins of your legs.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And they live with us all winter, at least a few do, because they like people that have bird feeders. They eat small birds. They're one of the smallest hawks, but their prey of choice is small birds.
Well, they don't look like a hawk that you'd expect to see. I mean, because you see these great big hawks with these huge wingspans out there soaring. And does this one have any different habits than some of your bigger hawks?
You know, if you've ever seen race cars, sometimes they're really low to the ground and super fast. That's what this one is. It's a screaming fast little guy. It can come right out of the trees and down to your feeder and it's gone.
Okay, well, let's hear this screaming little guy. You know, it doesn't sound like a hawk or like I think a hawk would sound.
Yep. Well, they have a piercing call like that because they're warning other people that they're getting too close to their territory most of the time when they're screaming like that. But that's one thing. If you don't want to have birds, you don't want to have any birds around your neighborhood, just put a recording like that on your porch and they'll all leave.
Seriously.
they know dangers in the vicinity. Yep.
So if you have a recording of this bird, it will scare other birds mm-hmm. away. Wow.
It will. Yep. They know the ones that are after their little tails.
Okay. So I'm going to correct my mistake here. Sharp-shinned hawk. That almost sounds like a tongue twister. Sharp-shinned hawk. How many times can you say it before tripping up? But we got one more here, the golden-crowned kinglet. That sounds rather regal.
It is. It's a very beautiful little bird.
And melodic. Let's hear a little bit of it. Thank you. And I guess it's called the Golden Crown Kinglet because it has a patch of yellow on its head.
Yep, indeed. And you're very, very lucky to get to see it. Mostly you'll get to see that little golden crown when they're being territorial or being looking for a sweetheart in the early spring. Most of the time it's not visible. They just look like they have a little green head. But this is another resident. It lives with us all year round. And it loves, this is a very tiny bird, one of the smallest ones we have. It lives in the tallest of the Sitka spruce trees. So good luck seeing it. Please have good luck.
Well, you must get really excited when you actually spot one of these.
Oh, it was so amazing. I just love it when they come down for some reason in the springtime, right to eye level, and just cheerfully show off that beautiful golden crown. But it doesn't happen real frequently. But so you can hear them.
So I guess that's why bird watching is such a never-ending venture, because there's always probably a bird that you aren't able to see very often.
That's exactly right. Then the ones that live here, at least if you're familiar with their sounds, you can know where to look for them.
Well, so very quickly wrapping things up, where do you recommend we go this weekend if we want to take time from all these other activities to have some quiet time with the birds?
Well, you know, still the Moose Lake, the Dredge Lake area is still mighty fine because it's got such a wide variety of habitats. But if you want to see maybe baby mallards or mergansers, you're going to have to go near the shore, freshwater or saltwater, to see those guys.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society bringing us our birds of the week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
And that will do it for Juno Afternoon on this Friday, heading into the holiday weekend. Here at KTOO, we hope everyone has a safe and happy July 4th holiday. Thanks for joining us.